Mishnah Hey, the halach is that an ovel, somebody who is mourning over the death of a relative, for example, he is forbidden, as long as he is an ovel, during that week at least, he is forbidden to work. That would distract him from his mourning. So he's forbidden to work. And the question is, on Tisha B'Av, the day when everybody mourns the Beis HaMikdosh, we're considered to be Avelim. So is it also forbidden to work on Tisha B'Av? The answer is, it depends on the custom. In a place where the custom was to permit doing work on Tisha B'Av, and the reason why they would permit it is because the Avelus, the mourning over the Beis HaMikdosh, is known as Avelus Yishona, an old mourning, meaning it happened so long ago that although it was an awesome tragedy, and today, every single day, we're living the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, nevertheless, because the actual event occurred many, many years ago, the laws of Avelus are less strict than for a regular Ovel who is mourning somebody who died during that week. And therefore, if the custom of that place was to permit it, then Oisin, one is allowed to do work if he is in that place. But if in that place the custom is to prohibit doing work on Tisha B'Av, then in Oisin, one cannot do work. However, in every single place, regardless of the custom, Talmidei Chachomim B'Teilim, the more righteous people, the people who are looked upon as Talmidei Chachomim, they should not do work on that day. They should focus more on the Avelus and the loss of the Beis HaMikdosh. The Meiri explains that actually the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, means a lot more to Talmidei Chachomim. The entire Torah is of a lower quality as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. And also, since they are more righteous, they need to realize the awesome loss and the awesome tragedy of a world without the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore, they cannot do work regardless of the custom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even though in general there is a concept known as yuhara, which means that one should not do special stringencies, at least in public, which make him look as if he is very righteous, or as if he's trying to look righteous, one who is not necessarily on the level should not behave like a Talmud Chacham, because it appears to be arrogance. However, over here, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, here's an exception. Really, one should make himself into a Talmud Chacham in this case, and that it is fitting for anybody, even if he is not necessarily an extra Talmud Chacham, it's fitting that he does not work on Tisha B'Av, so that he also feels the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And also over here, it doesn't necessarily look like it's arrogance, because if you think about it, there are lots of people who on an average day don't work anyway. So if you're not working on Tisha B'Av, it's not recognizable that you're doing it because you view yourself as a Talmud Chacham. People might just think that you don't have a job. And so since it does not appear like arrogance, it is fitting not to work, even if the custom is to permit working. Now, the reason why we got into the entire discussion of different minhagim, different customs, is because of the first Mishnah in the Perek, which discussed doing work on Erev Pesach. So according to that Mishnah, the idea of doing work on Erev Pesach is dependent on minhag, on the custom of each place. However, the Chachom say that this is not dependent on custom, rather this is actual halacha. There was an argument about whether the halacha is that you can do work or you can't do work. This is not just considered to be a custom. Those who prohibited work said that the law was that it was forbidden to work. It wasn't just a custom. So for example, Yehuda in the area of Eretz Yisrael known as Yehuda, they would do work, but Ari Pesachim ad Chatzis on Erev Pesach until midday, because they held that the halacha was that it was permitted. Uva Golil. And in the area called the Golil, lo hayoisim kol ikar, they would not do work at all, because they held that it was forbidden, according to the letter of the law. And the big difference which this makes is that if somebody lives in a place where it's forbidden to work, and then he moves and decides to live elsewhere, where the custom is that it is permitted to work. So if it's only a custom, then as soon as you move place, you move house, you can follow the custom of the place. However, if originally when you didn't do work, that wasn't just because of a custom, rather it was because you held that it was literally forbidden according to the letter of the law to work on Erev Pesach, then just because you moved house, that does not change that law and you would still be forbidden to work on Erev Pesach. Alright, ends off the Mishnah with a discussion of the Halayla, the night of Erev Pesach. Beis Shammai Oisrim, Beis Shammai forbid one to work according to the custom or according to the law that it is forbidden to work on Erev Pesach. Beis Shammai say that it includes the night before as well. The night is also considered to be Erev Pesach. However, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel permit one to do work in the night of Erev Pesach, Al Tonitzachama, up until sunrise, Just like other things, for example, a fast, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, most fasts only begin in the daytime. So you see that we can separate the night and the day apart, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, the prohibition of working, even according to those who say it's prohibited, that only begins on the morning of Erev Pesach.